Well, in looking at page 74 in your book, I wonder if the over 90% of women who have had abortions and said they weren't given enough information to make an informed choice wish that someone would have butt in on their business and made it their own business.
Well, that's exactly right. Here's the thing. People are so misinformed in this area. And there are certain requirements about informed consent that are placed upon virtually every medical procedure that are not placed upon abortion. And the reason is because people who are, quote, pro-choice have lobbied to not have abortion clinics subject to this disclosure information because they think that, oh, well, this is like pro-life people that are trying to commandeer this whole process by giving women information. Well, you know what? If we are going to say a woman has the right to make this choice, then let's give her an informed choice. And that informed choice should lay out for her the statistics related to women who physically and emotionally suffer as a result of abortion. One of the biggest chapters and most important chapters in this short book, Why Pro-Life, is on the physical and emotional, mental damage that is done to women. And there are intensive studies, dependable, reliable studies that have been done which demonstrate this. So we need to tell women in advance of those risks. And yet, most women who have had abortions will tell you, I didn't know. I didn't get it. Nobody spelled it out for me.